might survive this insanely wild, potentially deadly day. See Birds of Prey in cinemas nationwide from 7th of February. Speaking of not getting tested, Marshall mentioned a story yesterday regarding a cruise ship.
Yes.
Which was quarantined because one of the individuals showed signs and symptoms of someone who might have been exposed to the coronavirus, an 80-year-old individual. So, in essence, Japan had to quarantine a cruise ship and screen all 3,711 people on board the ship. So, after disembarking, obviously, they were all kept an eye on and making sure that everybody was right. Mm-hmm. But this is also, like, you know, possibly an extended leave for you.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course it is.
Because if you're exposed to this, then you should not be near any other people.
Yeah, it's true. And also, if you are lucky enough that you do not have it, you're on holiday.
Yeah, that's true. Look, this isn't the first time this has happened because according to other reports, just last week, an Italian authorities had to quarantine a cruise ship carrying more than 6,000 people. In fact, it was amid fears that two passengers had the coronavirus. They were released on January 31st. Now, the coronavirus has hit the travel industry hard as multiple airlines canceled flights to mainland China and countries advised against visiting there. Shares of airlines, hotels, and cruise liners have been trading lower than expected since the virus began. In fact, the virus has killed 426 people and infected more than 20,000 since its breakout in early December 2019. And on top of that, it has spread to 24 countries.
Sure.
You think it's only a matter of time before people start faking it?
Faking what?
Faking, you know, exposure, which is super dangerous. Because, for example, I mean, I was reading this a couple of years ago, and they were saying that sick notes cost the industry, like the economy, around 2 billion rand a year.
Yeah.
What is that? How much the doctors make?
No, that's how much we lose in productivity.
Oh, okay.
Because of fake sick notes.
Yeah, no, I don't think the people signing them are complaining, though.
Yeah, I mean, also, yeah. With, I don't know, he's in Cuba, right? The Mr., our former president.
Yes.
And yeah. The judge yesterday was like, this letter is not up to standard. So you see.
So apparently it was a warrant of arrest issued or what?
Yes, it has been issued. So if he does not come to court on May, somewhere around May, I think the first week of May. Yeah.